Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of Aladdin and the Pawn Shop Wishes. No actual genie townhouse lamps were discovered in the making of this audio drama, although we're still curious how they put ships in a bottle. It's like magic! Joining our cast for this episode are the primary characters in the Misfits audio drama series, Pawn Quests, a series dedicated to the mysteries found in the little town of Sandwich, a place where no one dies unnaturally, and mysteries usually begin with old stuff.
Welcome to the Green Birch Pawn Shop. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a lamp.
Okay, well, we've got some stuff from the 70s over there, and a few newer things.
Look at my staff.
You mean your cane?
Why can't people get that right? It's a staff. See the snake head on top?
Cute.
No, it's not cute. It's how I yield my power.
I didn't see we had a customer.
Are you here for the circus?
Sword swallower, I bet.
Swallow swords? How barbaric. No! I came in to see if you had a lamp.
I don't know how he does that, but it seems to happen whenever he talks about a lamp.
Hey, that is cool.
Don't you people realize I could turn you into...
What kind of lamp were you after?
Finally, someone who has enough years behind them to understand real power!
Should we call Officer Benson?
Already here. What's going on?
Now this guy is frightening the customers with his snake-headed cane.
Staff!
Close enough.
And I'm working to close the deal, but he still needs to pick a lamp.
I assume you have something specific in mind?
Yes, it is a lamp that would have been filled with oil.
Ah, you're talking really old.
Perhaps even older than you.
Did they make lamps back then?
Well, if Pat is 147 years old, then they probably did, but that would have been before electricity.
Yeah, keep it up. I think there might be some in the back. Can you wait?
That's all I've been doing.
Well, then, you should be good at it.
But I'm not.
Well, at least you're good at recognizing your weaknesses.
So, Birch says keep looking.
And he was right, wasn't he?
Like, always.
Well, we're here. You have the bag of food, right?
Right here.
Where is everybody?
Usually they put that back in 15 minutes, sign up.
Oh well, they'll be back soon enough.
Wow. I should really watch where I'm going.
Hey, what's that? I've never seen anything like this before.
Me either. This is old and really tarnished.
And it's mine.
I heard there was a circus.
I'm not part of a circus.
Really? Then explain your parachute pants.
They were big in the early 90s.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And you've held on to them for a special occasion?
What's it to you?
Were you even alive in the 90s?
Give me one of your diner napkins.
Yeah, what do you want?
A genie! A real-life genie! I want wishes.
Who doesn't?
Does this happen a lot?
No, I don't think so.
Did you notice he sounds a lot like Russ?
I thought he sounded familiar.
I really thought one of those old kerosene camping lamps would work for you.
Not even close. Now, unless you want me to reduce this little roadside distraction into a lava-ridden pool of, lava, you will find the lamp.
Look, buddy, we believe in customer service and all, but frankly, it's just not worth it.
That's true, Bert. Mr. Jafar, under the law, they do have the right to refuse service.
Refuse me? How dare you?
Maybe you should lay off the coffee, sir.
You there! Boy!
It's been nice to know ya, but I gotta run.
Stop him!
Going somewhere?
Would you look at that?
Is that a man in the smoke from the lamp?
Sure looks like it. Hey, did you guys get lunch?
Yeah, Birch. It's in the bag.
Thanks.
Look, I don't know what's going on here, but...
Jafar is a royal bad guy that wants to unfold a nefarious plot. With the genie in this lamp.
And what about you?
Me? I mostly steal apples and play with the monkey. There's a pretty girl back home, and I'm hoping the genie will help me win her heart.
Sorry, that is a contractual no-no for genies.
Is it just me, or does that genie sound like Ross?
Don't know what you're talking about.
How about asking for more wishes?
Seriously, don't you read books? No.
Give it to me. Now.
Amateurs. Bonnie, hand me that lamp.
Here you go, Pat.
Yeah, what do you want?
I wish for the best day of fishing I ever had.
Done. You have two more wishes.
I wish you'd send Jafar and Aladdin back to wherever they came from.
Done.
Well, that worked nicely.
And for your last wish?
I wish you to be set free.
Are you serious?
I couldn't think anything else.
Thanks, mister.
This place just gets stranger by the day.
I'm sure I should fill out some kind of report, but who would believe it?
Good point.
Well, we still have lunch.
Did you get a sandwich for Officer Benson?
We can share.
I'll get the coffee.
At the Green Birch Pawn Shop, mysteries are solved, friendships grow, and a coffee pot is always on. Sure, fabled people from a piece of classic literature are unusual guests, but we've learned to expect the unexpected in this entertaining secondhand store. You've been listening to Fable Distortions, Aladdin and the Pawn Shop Wishes. We'd like to thank the Fable Distortion players, who are joined by many of the cast members of Pawn Quest. Tom Chalker as Birch, Russell Gold as Ozzy, James Lorenz as Ross and Genie, Captain John Tatterzak as Officer Benson, Delvin Kenzer as Jafar, Katie Daynard as Dari, Tanya Milojevic as Bonnie, Glenn Haskell as Announcer and Pat, Ryan Haskell as Aladdin. Aladdin and the Pawn Shop Wishes was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell. Executive producer and webmaster, Captain John Tatterzak. Theme music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Script editor, Cheryl Collins. If you've enjoyed this episode, you might also like to get caught up on the series Pawn Quest, another fun series produced for Misfits Audio, and there's no cost to listen. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Natalie Stanfield Thomas. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2014, all rights reserved.
Welcome to the world of Fable Distortions, Red Granny, and Wolfowitz.
So when you say furball, you mean...
Judging from my personal assumptions, Mac, I believe she's talking about a ball of fur, possibly the size of a softball, maybe a bit larger. Soft to the touch, feels good on your face.
So you're saying that the wolf subject was attempting to assume your identity?
Yes!
Wow, I never do see these plot twists until boom, right there, dancing on my cornea.
He had me convinced he was Granny until that whole better to eat you with monologue.
My dear mother always said I had an active imagination.
That's not true.
No, I can vouch for him. He has a crazy imagination. He thought cracker people were responsible for the downfall of the Roman Empire.
That was supposed to be a secret.
Is it a crime to go off your diet?
Tell it to the judge.
Yesterday it was pork cutlets. Today, possibly hot dogs.
More free audio drama, anytime. MisfitsAudio.com